continuation. The obvious is talent. Lack of ability can weed out a big majority up front, but quite often isn't the main reason for falling short. No? Today's industry has become so watered down due to advancement in technology. That's why everyone now has access to a cheap studio. You know, or much worse, sometimes they record low quality records on their phone. And access to potential fans via media. They have fans on social media. You know, now since there is no gatekeeper now, anyone can attempt it.
So you mean this has created an entire sub-market?
Yeah.
Within the industry. That makes the customer.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. You get it. That said, you know, quite often the lack of success is actually just a lack of investment. Mm. You know, people don't invest into high quality sounds. They don't invest into high quality graphics.
They don't invest in videos.
They don't invest in promo materials. They don't invest in marketing and so on. You know, they just throw in a lack of networking and important connection, you know, and even the most skilled artists will never be recognized and played mainstream.
That's true.
And some artists, they also lack vision.
Talking about vision, what do you mean vision?
They fail to make plan and set goals. They are often nearsighted and they want success now, rather than building for a career filled with success over a period of years and decades. They're not ready to work. They're not ready to look far. See, let me tell you something. Even if the talent is there and gets recognized, quite often there has to be an image, an appeal to match. The mainstream isn't selling great music. They are selling personas. They are selling dreams. They are selling mind control. See, it's sad. That's why today's mainstream music lacks true talent and is mostly kept afloat by out-of-this-world engineers who make even the worst records sound very incredible. You are a producer, you are an engineer, I'm an engineer myself. You know the amount of work we put in to make some of these artists, some of these A-list artists sound the way they do.
You and I know that the
music industry, they are selling personas, they are just selling images, they are selling mind controls.
That's too deep,
You know, it's tough to sum up this whole thing up, you know. It's just tough to sum it up in a very short answer, but this is just the surface level dive into why nearly all rappers don't reach mainstream success. Thank you very much. My name is Manik.
Thank you, Mr. Manik, and thank you for the great words. You know, I believe everybody can learn one or two things from this. And
sure.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Manik, once again, and thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.